What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. And we live. All right.
No two shits, but two nuts. One dick and no fucks. Understand my master plan. From where I stand, need no fans. No cheers, no fears that I feel. I handle it well on my own in my zone. On my throne, I sit alone.
Bars.
1-3.
All right.
1-3 is in the building, yo.
It was all right.
What are we? Are you doing? You going with Fee? What are we doing?
I don't have no bars. I just spit the truth.
I need a handle for you. Like, what we? I don't want to put your government out there.
Fee is good.
Fee. Like, all right. So we got Fee. We got 1-3 as usual. J-Dot Flan
back again with another episode.
Rich nerd.
Rich nerd and Flan.
Oh man, so this is a special episode. This is I got both my brothers in the building.
Some family in the building today.
I got my bro. I got the two RGs in the building.
Yeah. RG.
Jesus. And I got Fee. Fresh off a day of lasagna and macaroni and cheese. And,
you know, I'm holding it bullshit. Down for New York, East New York.
East New York.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Man, it's a lot going on, Flan.
All real things come out of New York. Let's.
Yeah, especially the real. The
you got
real.
Me. That's enough.
For you Cali niggas, Tupac came out of New York, too. Get it right.
Oh God!
Lift that joint up a little bit, so she's talking into the yeah. You got to speak into the head of the you
know, yeah. She knows
straight. All right.
Really though? Time out.
I know. All right.
He just said you got to speak into the head of.
She already said it. She already set the stage for.
I did.
Or
say,
the metaphor
like,
that we using.
He told me that I got to talk to the mic. I said, "Yo, I got to act like I'm giving a head right now."
That ain't the first time.
And just go so you balls deep.
Nah, it's not balls deep. We need you to stay with the tip.
Okay, just the tip. Because if I go balls deep, well, it's going to be loud.
You got to holler at the
back
tip.
Stay with the tip. Got it.
Man, so this is already officially like the most X-rated episode we done so far. And we ain't even got to the profanity. It's just...
We ain't even start yet.
We ain't even start. Where are we? Because this is we did a BS episode for the last episode. I don't know.
It's been so much, dog. I'm so happy that you all have me here. I mean, I've heard so much, man. I love what you guys are doing down here. I just wish you nothing but continued success. And I mean, it's just crazy. Like, I've seen the vision and I'm seeing it come to fruition. And hold up, man.
You talking? You can't smoke the hookah while you talking.
Pass me the hookah.
Pass the Dutch on so the many, deaf hands.
There's been so many episodes that I wish I could talk on. So we just going. What I want to do is I'd like for y'all to pull up some good topics that y'all talked about in previous ones so I can just talk shit about
it. I want to start by saying, no matter what the stripper tells you, there's no alcohol in ginger beer.
There's definitely ginger in ginger beer. I'm sipping on, I got today? I got the Bundaberg ginger beer.
I mean, that one is pretty good. This joint is fancy. It was pretty good.
It hit the back of my throat a little bit. I didn't know.
Pause.
I'm up here. So I got a weird mix. I got a cup of sparkling cider because there was no juice.
All right.
And I got a cup of Big Bark Amber Lager.
Roof.
It's actually kind of good. It's pretty light, though. This shit... Not for nothing. I mean, if you're going to sponsor us anyway, but this beer tastes like water. I'm just saying.
So we're going to give a shout out to Nine Bandit, a local Austin brewery that does premium Austin whiskey.
Nine Bandit Whiskey. If you listening.
45% alcohol, 90 man. Proof, and it's smooth as a baby.
Not for
butt.
Nothing. It really was. It really is pretty smooth.
Once again, sober life.
We were shooting for the Jameson.
Yeah.
Got the sip on it really quick. We were up in specs and we were like, why not? Gave it a shot really quick. She gave us a free sample. Shout out to Specs, so we're trying to get you loaded up before you get a chance to get loaded up.
Why go to the bar? Just go to Specs and hit the samples and you'll be good.
you know, coming from Washington, D.C., Austin is a welcome change. It's spread out. You know, the people are friendly. You know, I haven't met any assholes yet. It's pretty.
Oh, they here, though. They here, though. I'm sure. But I didn't
do.
We got
two assholes in the building. Jay Flan at 1-3.
What?
That's how you feel.
Damn. That's how you know who the real asshole is when they pointing the finger at other people.
No, I'm just observing.
I was just trying to hear. I was just going to do, like, the intro. I realized I ain't introduce y'all, give you the nice, you know, the nice shout out, and then I already get told I'm an asshole. So we're gonna start with the person I'm actually happy is here, and that's my brother that I met.
The fuck about me?
I mean, you know, you here too. You know, I knew.
Oh, shit.
I knew he probably wasn't coming without lights, you.
But I get thrown on the back burner. I'm the one that cooked.
You got a purpose, you know? And you served
just
it.
Just like a woman in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you got all a purpose.
All you had to
and
do was take them socks off. You'd have been right where you. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
I gotta do. I got introduced so that people
I
know.
Have pink socks that are polka dot with lime green.
You rap.
And got pink stripes. Socks with polka dots. But
you
keep
think
it going.
You hat, but you know you thot.
I'm not a thot. Get it right.
I didn't say you were one. I said you just do a little bit.
Because I'm a grown-ass woman.
Hey, yeah, I don't know right. If we have to talk for this episode, Rich. We could just, just lay back. And let's
Jack in the cut.
It's true. But now I got my big brother. I met him. We're going on 11 years now.
In January 05.
We worked together professionally. We worked together. Well, both of them was professional. We worked together in IT. There's my original producer. Recorded my first verse. Well, fuck it, and my last verse.
Shit. Sure.
The last one to date.
Last one to date. Man, what? DJ, producer, set him up king, film guy. Yeah. What other credits? I know I'm missing something.
Man, professional, good person, man. I just like to have fun. I like to, you know, do what I do and enjoy good people. I'm a people person, man, for real. I don't really do too much, man. I don't really try to make a big to-do about things. I just like to have fun and be progressive. Flan know, if anything, you know that I like to, you know, make shit happen.
Cause the scene.
Hey, sometimes that's the byproduct of being progressive.
Nah, he on that Jay-Z, like he doesn't cause a scene, he is the scene.
That's
okay.
Like, you know.
But since
you get your turn, you're going to get your turn.
Flashbacks.
You're going to get your turn.
We didn't even get to that part yet.
You're going to get your turn. You're going
to
get your turn.
I'm waiting for the Mr. Medicinal to drop.
Oh, man. That's it. Why you got to take it back already?
I got to take it back. All right, like, so I came to play in the studio. He dropped it. I was like, yours was all right.
Oh, man. They're gonna make me pull out the old bars and everything. Like, it's
for real.
But I was like, anyway, yo, the dude that was before you bodied you, son. And Flynn had to re-record his shit. It was really good, though.
I appreciate that.
It was necessary.
The voice you're hearing now is my little sister, professional shit talker. I don't know.
Why they bring these New York. Every time a New Yorker come in the building,
professional,
you know,
shit talker,
shit just get real.
Habitual
really
line,
real
habitual line stepper.
Habitual line stepper is a great one for that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty laid back for a New Yorker.
Yeah, you dog. I would never
lifetime
even.
Lifetime Brooklyn night,
and see, you know what? I got shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn because I think Brooklyn is my favorite borough.
Broadway Junction,
definitely.
Oh man, only thing we missing right now is we need the other half of Team Misbehave. If
Michelle,
if Far Rockaway was out in the building, we
man. Anyway, let's go.
Check her out. She's on Facebook.
Spent some time in Far
Rock,
too.
Blanco White.
When we started dating, Renee was in Far Rock. All
right.
That commute? Glad it's over.
It's a foreign language to me. I was just proud I got pronounced it correctly. I don't know. It
took a minute to get to. You know why they call it Far Rockaway?
Because it's far.
It's far as shit. Damn. They got this Rockaway.
Then it's
Far Rockaway. Nah, I'll be.
So, yeah, since we're talking about far, let's talk about far back at the beginning of TWS, man. What's some of y'all favorite topics, man?
Favorite topic.
Let's segue.
Call that a segue.
Favorite topics. Favorite topics.
So when 1-3 mentioned it the first time, I pulled out the book.
All right.
And I just started browsing. And I'm like, shit.
We talked about a lot.
We really a few episodes deep at this point, and we really just getting started.
Yeah.
And we've we've hit every end of the spectrum.
As much non-banded as I want. We taking it back.
Non-banded is getting poured. It's getting real in here. I'm gonna enjoy this. I swear to this is not self
non-banded.
Non-banded is about to be the dun dun.
Say about 5 minutes ago it wasn't that smooth. Yeah. But right now that shit is going down like water.
When you in it.
I was looking at the 90 proof.
Oh yeah, while we at it, shout out to G, shout out to K.
Yeah.
Shout out to the rest of the RDG family.
Jake, Ferb.
Yeah, everybody.
Duck.
All of them.
I hope Goof. The White Pants Society. I hope TWS can call in when I'm on the lineup show.
That's what's up.
Of course. December 18th.
Of course. Y'all heard that. Is the line go? Give them the rundown of where they need to go to hear that.
She don't know.
Okay. The lineup show, December 18th.
Lineup show. It's the lineup
DTF
show.
DTF Radio with Tony Camille.
We had
Anthony Mason Jr. Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
We had the details on the website.
Right.
Throw a topic out there, man.
I want to speak on a lot of shit because I'm just so proud, man. I'm so proud of my bros, man.
So here's one, and I'm only picking on this one because I just saw this one in the news again today. Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
For some reason, people still upset about this shit.
I'm upset about it.
Are you taking a knee?
No, I'm not upset about the knee. I'm upset that you did all that with the knee.
No follow.
And then you didn't vote. So now it's like,
It's like, he couldn't vote. Like, this.
Why couldn't he vote?
He fucking wasn't ready. He wasn't even registered. He can't legally vote.
Exactly. You
can't
talk about black problems and black oppression.
And then don't participate.
When your peoples have died just to say that we have. No, the 3/8 compromise said that, yo. For every black person, every 8 black people, only 3 of them count as a legitimate person. So now your vote singly counts as one person. Get your ass up, register to vote, and fucking vote. I personally do not like Hillary Clinton. But guess what? I still went up there and I wrote Bernie Sanders' name in there. Because in Maryland, it's a Democratic state. It's going to her anyway. But I still exercise my right to vote. You don't take a knee and not do shit. So fuck you, Kaepernick, for that.
You fucked up. You fucked that money up, man.
How?
That's you. Talk about Kaepernick.
I don't say. Look at you. You're defensive. How? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
nah, he was.
People just start drinking he was and wrong. Get defensive.
He was wrong for that.
He just
started this movement with no type of.
He shit the bed.
I was
100% with him. I was enjoying it. I was glad that. He was bringing awareness and he had people talking about it, but then you actually get to the point where you can take some action.
And we even said at the beginning, like to your point, you know, it's lots of other shit that he could have done. I don't know if that's necessarily something that I would have done just because for me, the outcome would have been different. But if you're going to make this noise, if you're going to cause this commotion, if you're going to turn up like that, you need to follow through. You did all of this. Just to not follow through on the end, basically, it was for naught.
Pussy.
So, it is what it is, though.
That shit just blew me, man. That shit just took my whole level down.
He blew the wad. He fucking lost all of that momentum that he built up was for nothing.
I mean, that's the shit. Let me tell you. Hold on. Let me say some real ass shit. I'm going to say some real ass shit. For all of my peoples out there, black, white, or other, if you don't vote, shut the fuck up. Other usually consists of like indigenous people and Asian and.
Why is Asians other?
Low key, that shit is crazy though. When you look at the voter statistics, the shit says black, white, Asian, Hispanic, other.
Because you got
the
like.
The fuck is an other? Like I know.
I mean, it's so many little. Yeah. It's so many small.
I mean, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it, but I always wonder. But when you wake up and you're like, damn, I am other.
Let's look at you.
You know what I mean?
Let's look at you.
Oh,
look at me.
You
look at me.
Are
hold on? I gotta turn my chair. Hold on.
You're Blackfoot Indian. you're black. You got some white in there. You don't say I'm other. You don't say I'm other. So
get back to the tip.
I have a problem with other. Like, there is no other. No. Nobody in here is 100% of anything. So stop it.
That's how the government wants to govern.
We're talking about... See, the whole shit is like the Matrix. It's like what you think. It's like the picture that's painted in this world that we live in that we know is bullshit, 90% bullshit. And then there's... When you pull yourself out of that, there's the real... What's really real. Mm-hmm. And we know the difference between the two.
I want Donald Trump to do an ancestry check.
What?
I want to know how much...
Ancestry
check. I mean...
I want to sit down. I want to have... I want Donald Trump like to come
one
on...
One quarter dickhead, two quarters motherfucker.
And one quarter pussy.
Yeah,
grabber.
So I mean, we already pussy know grabber. What it is.
But you I
know
mean, what, I feel like he has to be a quarter black because to be a pussy grabber.
Hold on, we're not claiming that one.
I didn't know that was a move.
We're not claiming that.
I feel like Bishop Don Juan is a pussy grabber.
Bishop Don Juan is selling the pussy to the pussy grabbers.
He might be grabbing some pussy too.
I mean, he probably getting pussy thrown in his hand.
It's like the first episode where I felt
like I don't grab pussy neither.
I've never seen Bishop Don Juan.
I never grabbed a pussy in my life.
You never grabbed a pussy in your life.
I got pussy thrown in my hand.
And when the pussy got thrown, you didn't grab it?
I mean, I did some things.
But he didn't do any unsolicited.
I didn't do unsolicited pussy.
She looked like she was about to say, don't lie, nigga, because last Thursday.
I seen you grabbing the pussy.
Last Thursday?
Oh, man.
Hey, remind me to get that couch over
there. I was about
to
say, did you Scotch guard? Man.
Let me get the steam mop in this joint or something.
Oh, Lord.
That's why I at least woke up.
Oh, shit.
I meant to have that conversation with him last night.
Awkward.
Fun times right at Flynn, huh?
Awkward. Hey. But you know what, though? Honestly, y'all, I feel like Donald Trump is going to make a positive change. When you have that much bullshit is in the soil, it's going to sow a seed, a strong seed of something. So I'm looking forward to positive change.
That's what people said about Bush.
That's that mathematics
did
shit.
Did they
like
say that about Bush?
Yes, they did.
Well,
they
like, you know what? So I'm honestly, negative,
like,
I'm
Bush is
honest.
A real people's man.
I'm going to be honest with you.
He got arrested for a DUI.
I'm going to be honest. And he did coke, and that's all good. But I feel like I didn't really pay attention
like
to politics.
He still looked like a deer in headlights when he heard that 9/11 happened.
Nah, but Bush set the stage for us to be able to have Obama. I'm not sure if they would have been on Obama. Well, Obama would have been able to do what he did
if we hadn't had 8 years of that
of Bush.
Wickedness.
No, we're going to thank Hillary Clinton because people hate her more than anything. Newt Gingrich's mother called her a bitch. And Connie Chung got in trouble for it.
They're saying the same thing about Trump. 8 years of hating Obama made the Republicans say, fuck it. Let's just put somebody in there. We don't even care who.
The Trump ran just the most brilliant campaign I've ever seen. He ran the numbers. He looked at the people he really needed. And
he pandered. He went to like 12 to 13 states.
He pandered to a very specific group. Yeah. And he dominated the election.
He said, let's make America great again. Let's put these black, let's resegregate this shit. I can make it happen. I'm going to make it so all you people that's licking in the past.
That's the shit that's killing me. He's promoting segregation.
Right.
The people who are his squad.
Hold on, watch this, Rip.
Promote segregation.
But I'm a little confused because how did Wisconsin vote for a black person? Because as an African American,
aren't they recounting Wisconsin anyway?
They are recounting a whole bunch of
the one. But what's funny is
how do they go for Obama and then just say, oh, I'm going to go for
I think he brought out a group of people who probably didn't come out.
Those, the closet.
He brought out those dairy farmers,
bigots and racists,
and those people who feel underserved.
Dairy farmers in Wisconsin,
and they weren't voting.
Wisconsin,
and they might have felt. I think they felt like we don't need to participate, nobody cares about us.
You got to look at the statistics. So we ran over this on one of the last episodes, right after the election. If you look at the statistics, the vote of 40 plus, 50 plus year olds, they were basically overwhelmingly Trump. This dude had 90-year-olds outside voting for him. They're not going to be here tomorrow to see the fruits of that labor. You know what I'm saying? These are all of the people who stayed home every last election. They stayed home because what are they voting for? He got them to come out. All of these bigots, all of these racists, all of these people who are alive during Jim Crow, he got them to come out like, fuck it. This is our last hurrah. I'm about to leave this white supremacist country to my grandkids. They're going to perpetuate the cycle, and it is what it is. They're going to make America great again. That's exactly what happened. Again. That's exactly what happened. And
you're trying to see me get fucked up.
Nah.
He pandered to the bullshit, and everybody fed into it.
That's like an 18 milligram.
That's still a lot.
That's
y'all about to be turned. Get turned.
Yeah, like I'm giving him I gave him some loud or something.
Where is it?
Y'all got it in rotation. Puff pass. With the second one coming around. Okay.
But you know what?
With the whiskey.
You know what? I say this to Trump, just like Donald Trump said, from the historically disenfranchised, make a move, man. Do something we don't expect you to do, because you know the expectations are very low of you. So just look out for the cookout.
I think he's gonna shock the shit out of both sides.
I think he's gonna get impeached.
That's what we don't want.
Because the dude that you don't want in office.
I don't want Pence.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm hoping that he stays there, because I don't care about Donald Trump. But if he gets impeached, I care about Donald Trump. No, he's a capitalist, an American. It's capitalist.
But what about he's a capitalist, Pence. But look at the Pence choices his capitalist ass is.
He's not a capitalist. Realistically, he's not looking, saying, oh, I can't stand black people. He's like, I'm only after rich people.
But by the same token, he's a capitalist. And Trump is not saying, I don't care about black people. But guess what?
He's saying he's about rich people.
But he appointed Pence,
right,
who hates Jews. He's appointed Brennan, who hates blacks and everybody else. Come on. It doesn't matter.
Which is crazy to me, the team he's putting into power, Jewish people,
hate everybody.
Right.
They hate us. You know what I mean? So you can't necessarily say, I'm not worried about Trump, because his capital ass is voting for all the motherfuckers. Well, Pence can't do that
much, because Jewish people and blacks, how much of the economy are they contributing to it?
They don't care.
They absolutely...
Have you not seen? They absolutely do not fucking. They want to make America great again. That's just a slogan.
That's propaganda right there.
Yeah, we know what it means. Make America great again.
Wait a minute. Pause. Fuck that. I have been on Lincoln steps at least 10 times in the past 3 weeks. And the Trump supporters and the wicked ones are gathering in numbers.
It's real.
Feel like they got a backbone now to talk,
because he gave him a voice. He gave him an outlet.
You could talk shit. A lot of people talk shit every day. Bums talk shit on the street.
The difference is now they are doing something.
They're not doing nothing. The bums are in office.
Hey, like I was telling
Bridge, they can be in office with a crippled economy in the U.S.
Like I was telling Bridge earlier. Like,
nobody in the U.S. wants a crippled economy.
But I feel like this is the perfect setup for things to get better. Like, you know, sometimes we got to get pushed. Sometimes the fire got to be lit. And our track record for perseverance and survival and overcoming is immaculate. So, you know, our backs are against the wall right now. And I think it's going to inspire some greatness from a group of people that have been a little silent lately, too. We lost a little bit of the fight. And I think now that fight's been re-inspired, and we're going to come out of this better than we were before.
Elizabeth Warren, let's go.
You know what they say? You know what Kanye said? Kanye said, what's a black beetle? A fucking roach. And they say if the atom bomb, the nuclear ever dropped, the only thing that's going to survive.
Roaches.
So as fucked up as that sounds,
we gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna be all right.
Well, and what was the other line? I just told Renee this shit the other day because I thought it was funny. What was it? A black man in the Benz still a nigga in a coop. Yeah. Same shit.
Debo's chicken coop.
Speaking of all of that, because we were talking about this earlier. This is why I can't get with the, you know, even though I understand they got their place for dance music and all that, I can't get with the Kodak Blacks and Lil Yachty and whoever else, MC such and such and all the other junk.
I mean, you know,
because we not the ones consuming that. The people who are really consuming that that music are the people that we are afraid of, and this is the image they get of us. This is the image they want to portray of us. And we allowing it.
I ain't scared of no motherfucking body.
And it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's setting us back. Like, just be a better representation. Like,
I do hate that when people Google African Americans now and have any sort of conversation, and when they're trying to look towards what we are, they fucking see Lil Yachty. That's not me.
Lil Yachty that's starting it. Let's talk about Tyler Perry. Because I got a problem with him.
I got a fucking problem with Tyler
Perry. Everybody got a problem with Tyler Perry. Motherfucking my...
If you were not black and you saw For Color Girls, you would think that all black men ain't shit.
If you watch any Tyler Perry movie, you think all black men ain't shit. Tyler Perry,
you want us to go...
If you walk
unless
up
you
on
light skin with fake braids.
If you woke up on a Tuesday in America, you would think all black men ain't shit.
He wants us to go out there and support his Halloween. But I haven't heard you say shit about the black struggle, black men getting killed. But you want us to go out there. You only want black people to squad up to support your shit. Fuck you, Tyler Perry.
But he's very, very good at it because he made that dumbass movie number one. Like, we still suck it up. Still eat it.
And that's what I'm telling black people now. If you listen to the White Pants Society, fuck Tyler Perry.
I'm with that.
Don't support his bum ass. Because he doesn't give a fuck about black men getting shot.
Did you see the total number of people that went to see that fucking,
Nate's Birth movie? Of a Nation?
The total number of people that went to see Birth of a Nation in 3 weeks... As opposed to the numbers that Madea Boo sold first day, shit is ridiculous.
Well, I'm gonna say, I can't speak on it because I didn't go see it. And part of the reason,
What's the numbers? What was the percentage?
I think it was. Let's see. After 3 weeks, Birth of a Nation only hit like 13, 15 million. Day one, Madea hit like 35.
I mean, it's I didn't go see
it.
And I didn't go see it mostly because, you know, I got a daughter and it's just hard to get out and see a movie. But
fucking Madea Boo, though.
They said it. I mean, we saw kind of how many movies has Nate Parker been in? And then now the rape stuff comes out. You know, Nate Parker been in when he was in Red Tails. Nobody talked about the rape, you know, when he was in the other joint. But he started making a movie that's about black people voting.
How about this? First of all, fuck Tyler Perry. Secondly, fuck Tyler Perry. And thirdly,
fuck Tyler Perry.
Exactly. But fourthly, go, since we talking about Birth of a Nation, anybody that's listening, go and do your research on the original Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
And just see how history is repeating itself just in a different way. You know, the whole point of, I didn't see Birth of a Nation, the new one that came out in 2016, but at the end of the day, the blacks did all that shit, and Nat Turner still got his ass hemmed up at the end of the day. They skinned him.
Lynched him.
So, but what the message is being sent is, your black ass may try, as you might, but guess what? Yeah.
But like you said, like if you go see the original Birth of a Nation.
1912.
Right, that original propaganda film, what did they try to depict us as?
Rapists
violent,
of white people.
Violent,
white women.
Oversexed people. And right now, animals. Instead of them portraying us like that, we portray ourselves like that and then wonder what the fuck the problem is. We make Birth of a Nation on a daily basis.
Rappers out there, I need y'all to understand, every woman ain't a thot. Every woman ain't a jump off, man.
Every woman ain't a bitch.
All my young dudes, even though, man, it might seem cool to hit it and all that, man, you gotta have, as you grow up, you'll realize you gotta have somebody to hold you down, man. You can't make all women, hit somebody else's chick. That's not really that cool, for real. I mean, I know it's cool to note to, at the end of the day, you saying that you got something better than her dude. But at the end of the day, dog, that shit ain't cool, man. Like,
everybody thinking that smashing past life is what it is about. It's not.
It's not. And it's you talking about a nigga that smashed and I'm coming from the perspective of a motherfucker that smashed and passed a lot. I smashed and passed a lot.
What I'm gonna get back
talking
to
in Will
is,
Chambers.
What I'm gonna get back to is
I'm just saying, like, I didn't get anything out of hitting somebody else's joint.
Just, a purpose of saying that any black nation that goes up and revolts against slavery gets fucked in the end. Big shout out to my Haitian posses. Like, you were the first nation to overthrow slavery.
That's
why they still in third world. Toussaint, you held us down. You fought for our freedom, and guess what? The Haitian population is still getting fucked over to this day. They treated worse than Cubans.
Not for nothing. I never understood why there is so much hate.
Because Haitians came out there and they killed every
white
person.
Cool ass Haitian people.
But you know what though? I think it's traditionally because Haiti has always stood for black power.
Haiti
that's why
stood
I,
up
that,
and
I feel
said,
like
we're not taking
like,
slavery.
Hold on, let me. Can I put on my? Can I
what
put on my?
Have at it.
I'm gonna put on my conspiracy theorist hat.
Okay, here we go.
Now, as a person that's done research and things like DARPA and all of these radio waves, I feel like Japan. Look at it historically. Japan was the besides Germany. Japan was the ultimate. End game for World War II. Mm-hmm. And Haiti was the end game for, they were like, fuck it, Haiti won, let's send all the black people to Haiti. Like, this is another thing that people don't realize. If you do your research, people think, oh, Abraham Lincoln, was he freed the slaves? No, they got to a point where they couldn't take any more of these rebellion, so they were like, all right, fuck it, let's send them the black people to some other country. They were trying to send them to South America.
Basically, you're no, free, here's a gun.
What Abraham Lincoln does, he was like, we're gonna adopt what the British did because the British tried to do it during the independence war. During independence, when America got their independence, they told the slaves, hey, if you fight for us, we'll give you your freedom. It just didn't work. Like, the U.S. was not about to go down. They like, we don't want to be colonials. So Abraham Lincoln was like, listen, most of these the Confederates are putting blacks to fight for them. So we're going to tell them, we're going to give you your freedom. We're going to promise them freedom, 40 acres and a mule. I ain't see that shit.
Come fight for us.
And it's 2016. My peoples ain't never see that shit.
Let me just say this. I think it's dope how the episode started with, like, speaking to the mic like you giving head, and then now we on some real, like, educational, like, learn about your, know your history.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. So all
the
people that's
figure out how to give head through YouTube.
Nah, this is the thing, though, man. You got to understand.
Sidebar.
This is the whole point of the matter, and
I don't want to cut you off. A few months ago, friend of mine sent me a video on YouTube and they were like doing some perfect how to give head technique.
Right.
I thought that shit was crazy. So I show Renee. She's like, oh my God, how'd you find that video? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Can I get the video?
She's like, apparently her and all her friends, like every female she knows about this video. So I'm like, oh, okay, my homeboy didn't show me this video. And she's like, nah, ain't no dudes know about that video. They not put on yet. Some bitch showed you this video. I'm like, what?
I don't know about this video.
I'm not gonna
speak on
that.
Somebody send me this video.
I'm gonna skip over that.
I need to compare
topic.
My skills to the video skills.
I don't know.
There's no comparison. Hey, as long as your partner is happy, you should be good.
So anyway, the whole point of this is all of our other than African American friends that's listening. Look, we not saying it like it's no animosity. Just understand it's not animosity. We just kicking facts. And I think if you do your research, you'll find the same things. Like, America is built on some treacherous shit. And, you know, we got the short end of the stick 90% of the time. So, you know, we just wanted to let you all know that, like, we can talk shit, but it's some real shit going on. Like we really got some, we're not animals. We have, you know, deep conversation and intellect in us. So, you know, just find a black person and just talk to them. And understand that all black people aren't cool. And all black people aren't fucked up. It's just like every other race.
Understand that at the end of the day, yeah, you fucked us over. But when the Olympics come...
We got you. Scream we
USA.
Got you.
We all scream USA.
I'll scream USA. That's
we all scream USA. And just know, you know what? That's a great segue to how I feel as a black man. It's always a contradictory feeling being an American black.
I feel like I got fucked, but it's a Russian not country. Gonna fuck me. American can fuck me first before a Russian can fuck me. Fuck Putin.
And in what context? Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Putin, you can't call me a nigga and think you gonna get away with it. We gonna bomb your ass first.
She said a Russian can't fuck me, an American can fuck me. I'm just like,
I mean, Donald Trump say, yeah, fuck you.
No, because Donald Trump was shouting out Putin, so we can't even
do that. I'm just saying, but he's still an American. Listen, Donald Trump don't want to get bombed where his son goes to school. Like, his son goes to school in New York. But you know what, though? He don't want to catch that atom bomb in the...
But no, this is the thing. This is the thing that people don't realize. America was sucking the Russian dick in World War II. We was like, oh, Russia's just...
Nah,
like
America was hands off. We was like,
bullshit.
Oh,
bullshit.
Nah, we was selling, we was right we there selling guns Stalin. To everybody.
This
we
is entertainment. Though.
We was America, selling guns to everybody. America was selling honor,
vehicles.
Americans are equal opportunists. To fuck every, we care about is money. We were like, yo, we gonna send it to the Allies. We gonna send it to the Africa. We gonna sell it to the Axis. We just staying hands off. We don't want to get in the middle of it. But y'all fighting. We gonna give you guns. We gonna give you guns. But when you wanna bomb us, then fuck you, fucking niggas. That's where it came out.
Fuck you, fucking niggas.
They were like, well, fuck you, fucking Nazis.
Hey, I'm gonna have to find like a tag to let people know.
They was like, fuck you Nazis, fuck you Japs, you want to bomb us and we were selling you, we were the plug and you fucked us over.
They ran off on the plug.
Everybody got to die.
They ran off on the plug twice.
When you run off on the plug, then everybody got to die. That's how America is. We was like, yo, we was
the What Is TWS podcast apologizes for any racial epithets that you may have heard.
All views expressed
are not those of the What Is TWS crew. But
I mean, we did say some TWS stuff. Like, I like the whole idea of like you said, like, you know, go find a person to talk to him. Like, that's what this is supposed to be about.
I want to do a TV show. I want to do a show where just random, like, middle America white people just go hang with
As
the
a
urban
disclaimer,
black.
I tell people America, all the time man, that I am an equal opportunity racist. I don't single out anybody. I'm an equal opportunity.
Yeah, because she fucking hates on everybody.
Exactly. What's the point of life if I can't call somebody a racial... stereotype. I can say gook, Jap.
It's going down.
Towelhead, sand nigga, nigga. Why not?
Hey, where's the bleep button?
Shit heel in there, like, yeah.
Shit heel, whatever. Why not?
Where's the bleep button? We got.
I'm an equal opportunity racist.
I think I made something stronger than this beer.
That's the American dream.
There you go.
Hey, but don't sign there and want. I told y'all she was a habitual line stepper. When
it's
the show
American
started.
Dream. At the end of the day, all I care about Somebody's is when you come this and get on my side. When you come, I'm an equal opportunity racist. Until you come on my side and try to fuck me over, then the one race that fucked me over, they got to die.
This is our South Park episode.
All right, let's find out.
Speaking of which, what other topics I recently you got watched for, the South Park episode.
Don't tell me.
Where Kenny was a pimp.
Oh, you saw that. Was it Kenny?
No, it was Butters.
It was Butters that was the pimp.
Butters was the pimp.
Do you understand what
confused.
I am saying?
I was very confused about that.
Butters is my dude, though.
He's like, bitches can't be trusted with money. I'm done.
Do you understand what I am saying?
That episode was crazy. Why the fuck is his name Butters?
I don't know. But
his name is Butters Stotch. Supposed to be like Butterscotch.
Right, hey, Rich, what's another topic that y'all talked about was cool? There, I want to get into some TD. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
I got one for you.
What's up?
So this was old. So at UT, There was a demonstration a while back.
What's UT?
Damn,
University of Texas.
I almost thought he was gonna move away from race.
I just want a quick question.
Can we also go to? Because I heard that there was a. I listened to half of the when you brought the spices in.
Okay.
What happened on that?
All right, we gonna get to the. We should do y'all. Y'all should do five. Man. Y'all should do five. All right, but we gonna get to that. But I just want to get Reggie, because I ain't going to ask you nothing else about race, because that's going to go left. Ira, so at UT, their conservative student group or whatever did a demonstration, I guess supposed to be like protesting against affirmative action. So what they did was a bake sale, but they had different prices for the different races.
Based off of affirmative
based
action.
Off of, so like, I think if you were Indian or Indian meaning Native American, like the cookies were free. Like,
oh, shit.
Like I think the highest price.
That's what we should get. Fuck that.
Like the highest prices went to Asian males, and then like Native American was free. I think it was like Asian males.
They paid like $5.
Like white males, white females,
pay like a $2.
Black males, and then like Native Americans.
$1.25.
Yeah. And so when I watched the video of the protest, the two dudes I saw speaking for the conservative group that was handling this protest looked like they was Hispanic and black. Like, it was like a. He's a black student putting out this protest against affirmative action. So the only thing I didn't like about it was that, well, obviously the protest was meant to be inflammatory. They were trying to, you know, right. Like, I guess, spit in the face of people. And it got pretty heated over there. But I didn't like the fact that the people who came out to protest the protest, I wanted to hear their point of view. I wanted to actually hear, like, what makes you feel this way about affirmative action, but that didn't happen. If you hear something like that, when you hear about a demonstration like that, what would be your thoughts on a person that feels that way?
My thing is this. It's, you know, when you talk about race and you talk about things like affirmative action, it's always a dual-edged sword.
I don't you believe know, that.
Hold on.
It's not dual-edged. At the end of the day, my peoples were slaves. For over 300 years. I shouldn't be paying for education or nothing.
You didn't give me
my 40 acres and a mule. I should not have to pay to go to college anywhere.
Native
Americans and blacks should not have to pay for education. I should be able to say, you know what?
But see,
you
that's the
done
thing.
Got free labor off my peoples. All your corporations built money off of that. They didn't say, oh, well, guess what? You are a slave owner. We won't tax you for being a slave over 25% of your profits.
But here's the thing.
We didn't get our 40 acres and mule. So at the very least, you should be giving us education. The ability to go to school
but
for free for education.
Fast forward to
but you
2016.
Don't want
to
do that. And now you want to freaking protest against affirmative action. That's saying, we're not saying that you ought to accept any black students. What we're saying is that if black students and white students have the same GPA, they have to give a little bit of edge. SBA does it all day long.
Yeah.
Because if you are a woman, you're considered a minority and you can be a white woman, you can be a Spanish woman, you can be an orange woman, you can be a transgender woman. But guess what? You still gonna get that SBA grant for women under minority. Okay. So black people need affirmative action. Because guess what? Donald Trump can go up there today and get elected saying that we want to make America great again. We want to segregate it. So yes, affirmative action is still needed. Unless somehow you won't feel that you won't tax companies that were built off for slave labor... 50%. If you want to tax them 50%, then you can take away affirmative action. See, if you're not going to do that, then fuck you.
I appreciate that, Sphere. Go ahead.
I'm agree with Reg. I think it's a double-edged sword.
I didn't hear what Reg is.
You can't... I feel like... You know why I think it's a double-edged sword? You can't say, I want equal rights.
Right.
But give me preferential treatment.
Right.
And us saying, give me my 40 acres and a mule, give me preferential treatment... causes us to walk around with a sense of entitlement that we're complaining
so
about
Rich,
the other
how
man
have
having.
You know that has gotten their 40 acres in the wheel.
I don't know anybody that's
exactly.
gotten affirming. But
so
see, this is why.
They didn't give that then.
I'm not. That's
they
the
didn't
point.
Give that then.
So that's
so
the
now
point.
This is what I'm going to say.
Not, affirmative action.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's why I said it's a double edged sword.
It's not guaranteeing 50% of black people getting.
I'm going to turn her mic back on.
10%.
So
you want to take away my little 10%?
So
you
giving
me 10%. That's 90% of you whites to have the ability to get in there, and we're just saying give 10%. And 10% is not even Japanese people.
I feel like I need
Asian
to make,
people, Indian like people. We're not slaves.
I am not against the advancement.
What I'm saying is,
of African
people
Americans.
Talk about affirmative action. Affirmative action is not dedicated to slave labor, people that are descendants of slaves. It's for any race outside of white people. So that means we got affirmative action, but we still got to split it between Japanese, Asians, Native Americans. But Native Americans,
anything
I feel bad
that.
For them because, you know, they got decimated. But blacks, African Americans, we're slaves for 300 years. We built up this population. Now, they said, oh, you're going to get 40 acres in the mill. Fuck that. We're going to put Jim Crow. We're going to segregate. We're going to turn hoes on you. And now they want to take it back. So, you can take affirmative action back if you're telling me that all descendants of African Americans for 300 years get to go to college for free.
So, I'm going to say this. You know, I've had the unique opportunity to experience, you know, being around white people that are comfortable with expressing themselves around me, and you know, I completely agree with giving people the opportunity to say what they really feel without having to put my presence as a black man as a bias on their thought processes. And I say this, like, the double-edged sword is because people forget that just because you're cool, just because you're my white friend and you're cool, you don't understand that there is a system in place that is greater than all of us in our local sections that sees us as a number. We are categorized, and that, you know, if it wasn't for affirmative action, you wouldn't even have a place at the table. You wouldn't even be a consideration for a seat at the table. But on the other side of that, you know, I believe that the best man should get the job. Because
but what determines the best man? Because your father or your great grandfather went there?
No, I'm not saying
that. Look at George W. Bush. He went to Yale. He was a C student. He was a shit.
That's not fair.
The point is, the best person for the job should always get the job.
Right.
Reg, 10 days out of the week, 10 times out of 10, can always be the best person for the job. However, without affirmative action, we would not know that. Therefore, he's going to go to another white person.
Well, without affirmative action, he might not get the opportunity to get the training to be the best person for that.
Exactly. So that's why it's a double-edged sword.
But does affirmative action even allow him for that position? Or do they put a lower-level position and deem that that's the affirmative action slot?
I don't know. It's a heavy issue. We touched on it a little bit. Right. My issue with that whole protest at the time was that the people didn't allow the protesters to get their point out. I really wanted to hear, you know, what creates a mentality where you feel the need to do this thing.
So what about that Abby girl? How'd you feel about what she was saying?
I mean, because she was dead wrong. Like,
a BC's a student.
Yeah, so she was dead wrong. Like, she didn't have a leg to stand on. Like, her argument don't even need to be included in any of this because she didn't have an argument. She was saying...
She made it to Supreme Court.
And that's a shame. That's white privilege. But,
yeah.
All right. So, all right. We're going to lighten it up. So, we did the episode. We did the...
Hold up. Shout out to my friends with white privilege and allow me to get a little bit of that. Appreciate you.
Hey. I just want to give the impression I have a lot of white friends.
Uh-huh.
My
I don't know if you still have white
friends. I was about to say,
I went
to St. John's.
Shit. I got white people in my family. I love all y'all.
My grandfather is Scottish white. That's how I love the Jameson.
No, that's Irish, babe. Sorry.
He's Scottish Irish.
Irish. Was that Jameson's Irish?
Yeah,
who's
going to
try to do the celebrity
Irish
spouses?
Oh.
We're going to try to do five.
What's five?
So, this is what happened. The one we had the missus on the episode with us basically popped off. We had a conversation about celebrity spouses. Each of us got to pick five celebrity spouses, list who that spouse is, and give reasons for it. Just as a overall justification. Like, you can't be up here like, oh yeah, Pamela Anderson, and then that's it. And you're not saying
we talking about spouses. But we talking about spouses. We ain't talking about celebrity jump offs. No celebrity. Yeah, no, we talking about
hit it and quit it. Like, if you actually had to be with this person, five people.
So Dave Bowie.
Really?
He's married to Iman.
David,
but he's dead though, right?
David Bowie?
Yeah, he's married to Iman.
He's dead though.
People, David Bowie.
People at this day was mad. It's like, oh yo, why he left his wife? His wife, all this money. He ain't left his ex wife. Cause that's the ex wife, bitch.
So yeah, so what is it? So what is it about other than he was married to Iman? Like, why would you want to be married to David Bowie?
Cause he had money. If I'm gonna marry a celebrity, they better have bank. Right. I'm not gonna get married to Charlie Sheen because he got AIDS.
Right. So that's your whole reason? All right. Cutting her mic off. Go ahead.
she got four more to go, right?
Now we go 1-1. Go back and forth. What you got, Rich? Rage. I'm still getting to make Rich and Rage is getting hard for me.
It's all good. You can call me 3-Trey-1-3, whatever. Reginald. But if I had a celebrity woman that I had to take as a wife, can I go back in time? Does that have to be somebody?
But she already picked a dead man, so.
Oh, okay.
I won't marry Dave.
I would say if I had to pick a woman off of substance, Angela Davis.
Angela Davis, I see. So we went straight money, and then we went Angela Davis. So you
know what? The reason why I picked Angela Davis is because lately I've been on this quest to just understand, like, because of what we're going through in America today. I've been going back in the past and understanding how America grew, you know, just through the years, through the 1800s and 1900s, and trying to grasp the concept of why I'm always in this state of confusion, because I love my country, but I hate my country at the same time.
Don't do it,
Sweet.
He took it right back to...
Listen, but hold on.
Angry black man.
No, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Hold on. Let me finish this. The most poignant...
It's that 9 bands.
Listen, the most poignant thing that Angela Davis said that I've read or seen in a documentary is when she got locked up and then she went to court and they were like, they're asking her, why does she know this violence? How do you know this violence? And she had to go back and tell them, I grew up in Alabama where they were bombing black churches.
Yeah, I just posted that on her story on and my Facebook page a few weeks ago.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna help y'all lighten it up.
All right,
because I feel like I already know who my ex person is.
I'm gonna let you. These were my five, just so you know, like where we was going. When I went, Jill Scott.
Why? She got big titties.
Jill is a freak.
Jill is a freak.
You listen
to this song? Jill Scott, I love you, Jill. And your big titties and your curvaceous body.
And who don't? But, you know, and Jill Scott.
Still, outside
Reggie's
of...
the ass man.
I'm an ass man, but you know, I've grown
it's back outside of the body.
I think it's back there with Jill.
I think she just got that essence.
She do got that. So I went Jill Scott. I went Janelle Monáe.
I picked Jilly too.
Janelle Monáe. Who's the... Who's my white girl? Was Keira Knightley.
I picked Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
My white girl is
Charlize Theron.
Okay.
She got her days, but she can make a list. She can make a list.
I don't like the fact that she can look that ugly. Like, I don't. Oh, I think that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if you pretty, you should.
Monster.
It should be hard to make you look that ugly. Like, Charlize can, like, just flip.
But she's South African, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Something I don't know about South Africa.
She in Africa.
Who else did I pick? I picked Emma Watson, Jilly from Philly.
I had Andre Day.
I'm going to take Dave Bowie for the money.
All right, what's number two?
Number two would have to be Orlando Bloom, Legolas.
So what's up with you and all these white boys?
Didn't they pick someone?
She likes soft features. She like them feminine looking dude. Like, yeah, Dave Bowie.
I'm going to go with Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart. Okay.
I'm pulling him, so I can smack him.
Shorty Mac. Okay.
All right. That's three.
All right. I'm going to say...
I'm going to go with...
Let my man get one in.
God damn.
Let him get one in.
I'm going to go with Dave East because he's sexy as fuck.
All right, fuck it. You got one more. You might as well finish out your list.
She go all white boys and then a light skinned nigga.
Okay. David Bowie, Orlando Bloom, and you got what? What's that? Two more?
Yeah,
two
and Fabulous.
I thought Fab would have been early on the list.
I didn't want Reg to beat Fab up.
Was that four?
Shout out to Fab.
So that's your four so far?
See, and you got to understand, I'm from the old school. If my bitch choose you, could take her. Fuck that. I'm not about to fight over no female. If she wants you, I don't handcuff nothing. You're bluffing if you think you're going to walk away from me. But if you need to, go ahead and get to skating on some quick goddamn skates. Real quick.
She got one more.
Orlando Bloom. Fab.
I still got like three because she David Bowie, on my toes and shit.
Davies.
And Davies. You got one more. You got one more.
Yeah, that's.
You want to think about it? You want to defer? You want one, three I'm to hit his go. List? All
right. So.
Be Angela Davis.
Angela Davis. Damn, that's the only thing I got to say. Charlize Theron for my white
that's
girl.
That's right.
Charlize Theron for my white girl. I'm going to say.
Montana Fishburne.
You like that old stinky pussy.
Who the fuck is Montana Fishburne?
That's a Lawrence Fishburne porn star daughter.
Anywho, we gonna act like we ain't even hear that. Even though I've heard some things about her that were unsavory about her attitude, I'm gonna say just traditionally from how I grew up, Nia Long.
Okay.
Even though.
You going to give her the cheese egg, cheese omelets?
I'm going to give it a cheese omelet.
What does that mean?
Love Jones. Come on. You losing God, your black card today, yo.
You're right.
Oh, my God. Nia Long. Shout out to Nia Long.
All that shit about black
J.
people.
J. Cole says she too old.
She talked all that shit about black people.
So I got what? I got Love Angela Jones. Davis. Charlize Theron. Yeah. Nia Long. Hold on. My older... But still kind of in my category, the great Vanessa Williams, the original Vanessa Williams, the light-skinned Vanessa Williams. And
with
you
the
know
green
what?
Eyes?
Yes.
I'll give Vanessa Williams a pass.
Vanessa Williams.
One more.
But Vanessa Williams.
So one more I got. If I had to say one more.
This is the last one.
That's the end all be all.
For some reason, I feel like this is not going to be an end all be all person. I feel like you're going to name some regular.
No, it's going to be an end all be all person.
If you say Gabrielle Union, done.
Get the fuck out of here. No offense, Gabrielle.
Not against
her.
She's not an end all be all, though. She ain't
even on my list. Sorry,
she wasn't
Gabby.
The end all be all for
two ways. Sorry, Gabby, you
That's
not on my list.
Break, baby.
You cute and everything, but you cute and you not for me. But I still respect you as being whatever you are. So my last one, if I got to pick my last one from what I've seen out here, Michelle Obama.
Sorry,
Barack.
That might just be an end all be all right there.
Sorry, Barack.
So my last
because it's back there. Yo. It's back there.
It ain't even about the back there. It's
right.
About the fact
my
that's
last
a ride
has
or
to
die.
Be Barack Hussein Obama.
I feel like that's see that.
That's a cop out.
That's a cop out. He went Michelle. You
that's
got. He took Barack.
That's a cop out.
Man, we give it to you.
Because
Barack
you
is a smooth brother, though.
You wouldn't. Yeah.
Barack is a smooth motherfucker.
And
man.
He look good as shit. You can't even do that.
He's a handsome
that's
man.
A
I ain't
handsome
even gonna take that.
Old man with bank. I'm good.
And he got his. He knows
and
how to
he
handle
knows
himself.
His black culture. So I got to roll with that.
Hey, and Barack, if you listening, we need you to do. We just need you to give the black men some jewels. We need black man jewels, man. You come on, bro. I know you had to do it for everybody. We know you had to do it for everybody while you was president. But now we need you to help us get ready to.
What we need you to do now
positions.
Is what you did in Chicago South Side.
Exactly.
See, that's what bring me to
for,
my statement. He's from
when
Chicago.
When you were doing
South Side.
Those speeches, now you are a
Shout
former
out,
president.
Chicago.
You have all this time. You get paid for speeches, drop them jewels on these black men. Because people in Chicago need to stop killing each other.
What she meant to say was educate our young black males. Don't drop your jewels on the young black males.
That's teabagger.
But educate. Oh, shit. Educate.
Not talk about
these young black
Halo.
Males.
Oh,
man. I'm just saying.
Talking about Halo. Oh,
but nah, speaking of Obama, like, he's from Chicago. Like, I feel like, honestly, Barack could throw the hands. I feel like Barack could throw the hands.
He probably could. All right, but
if
I'm going
to
call that.
He could throw the hands.
I'm going to call that Michelle Obama for the win. 1-3
yeah,
takes
that
one.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
All right, so we going.
We cool up in the win.
All right, that's for the
he
win.
He put Monster up there.
But
Monster.
but Michelle Obama was a game changer. That
Michelle Obama.
That's a fourth quarter touchdown right there.
I named my car after her.
There we go. All right, but we're going.
Everybody that knows that my car's name is Michelle does not refer to my car as the Charger. They say, "What's up with Michelle?" My car gets respect. Even you call it. You like,
Michelle.
"What's up, Michelle?"
I love Michelle Obama. All right,
so this is what we're going
to
do.
Thank you for getting black children to eat vegetables.
Right. 1-3 and Fee are going to be here for a couple episodes. We're going to cut this one. We had about an hour. We ain't going to try to hit them in the head too hard with the. With the opening episode, we're gonna go ahead and cut. We're gonna continue this conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But we're gonna stop this episode here. Hopefully, we still have fans after this episode. I don't know. It might be touch and go, but we appreciate
y'all.
Keeping
it real, man. Just if you got a question about what we saying, look, you can find me on Facebook, Reginald Greer. That's my government. I don't know why people scared to put their government out there. If you got a question about anything I said, you can come and address me and we can talk about it because I'm that type of guy. You know what I mean? The whole thing is about creating a dialogue and being able to talk about it so the shit ain't so touchy. Hey. So holler at me. You know I'm out here.
As usual.
You can find me on Instagram on Miss Shani.
Miss Shani.
Definitely everybody check loves out Sophia. December 18th. When I'm going to be on the lineup, I'm going to shout out the White Pants Society.
Definitely. Would. Like I said, when we post this, we'll put all the information in the bottom line.
Flan. A Reg Green.
Rich nerd. Yeah.
Why? Because you got glasses on? Not all glasses are nerds.
He is a nerd.
I'm pretty sure
I'm a nerd.
I mean, everybody who's in this room is a nerd right now. Honestly.
Who's that freaking killer?
That's an open question right now.
No, is that like mass homicide killer?
We trying to wrap the episode up.
I just want you guys to know that that was a random statement. I am no way affiliated with any random killers.
Who's the mass murderer that people are still in jail for right now that's trying to get up? He's just up for parole.
No idea.
Charlie Sheen?
No.
Manson
was a likable dude. People called him a nerd.
How rich you say?
Nerd. You might be
your
Manson.
Your name is Rich Nerd. What's that killer's name?
Charlie Manson.
You might be Charles Manson in the making. He was a likable dude.
All right, we wrapping it up. Shout out to Nine Bandit. As usual, ttcharities.org. Please check out my man Tavares Taylor Charities. They're always doing good things, and we want to make it a grassroots movement. You know, let's support each other. Let's take care of each other. Don't make them go out and find a corporate sponsor. Let's take care of our own. TTCharities.org.
Definitely send me information for TTCharities.
TTCharities.org. Hit them up. Donate if you can. If nothing, just check out the programs they're doing.
Hey, man, if nothing else, just go out there and get to know somebody you don't know and help a motherfucker you... Yeah. That you really care about. Don't just help people because you think it looks good. Help people because you really want to see them grow and progress.
You know, we watched a movie the other day and it said, if you can't help people,
wrap it up, B.
At the very least, don't do anything.
Wrap it up, B. No.
And I agree with it.
Yeah, if you can't help nobody, people. At least don't do nothing to hurt them.
All right. So as usual, we heading out with the peace.
Holla.
All right.
Come back soon now, y'all. You hear?
I'll lift you.